A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could not find a way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. The church's tradition has assigned today as a commemoration of the presentation of the child Mary in the temple. The source of this feast seems to be several apocryphal writings from between 150 and 200 AD, and especially the Proto-Evangelium of James. I myself have not been able to discover if there is actually any truth to this tradition, and I would certainly be interested in learning about it if anyone knows. Because generally, at the time of Jesus, women were not obliged to take part in the religious worship. If there were women or girls associated with the temple, they may have done such tasks as cleaning, sewing, sweeping, and perhaps learned some of the scriptures. But again, it's uncertain because boys or Levites could have done this as well. In modern history, in 1953, this day, or this feast, was appointed by Pope Pius XII as a day set aside to pray for the prayers, the monks and nuns who are usually hidden from the world, yet spend much of their time praying for its needs. And it has been called the Pro Orantibus Day. I first heard about it in the early 80s, and sometime, I believe, in the 90s, Pope John Paul II tried to make it more international. Before, it seemed to be just an Italian day of commemoration. But the important thing is to remember that everyone needs prayers, because as long as we are on this earth, we are prone to fall. And Jesus tells us that even those who are in the very house of God can turn it into a den of thieves. Surely we all pray for the needs of the world and its countless sick and suffering, the powerful that they might make just decisions, those who have never heard the gospel, those suffering in war-torn countries. But there are some people who are set apart to pray incessantly and intensely for the coming of God's kingdom in all human hearts. Because the old expression, out of sight, out of mind, is often so very true, the church then has set aside one day in the year to pray for those who are hidden from our eyes. Let us lift up a prayer today for all the men and women who dedicate their lives to the honor of God and the salvation of souls, as St. Catherine of Siena would say, and who live in silence, solitude, prayer, and penance for you and me. Let us pray for the prayers, those who pray, pro orantibus.